10:29, temperature 23 degrees, clear skies, nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar. Winter weather advisory for southern Missouri from Sunday morning from 6 until noon. Sunday morning, 6 till noon, southern Missouri. If you're heading north, you might think about that. Mostly clear today, a high today of 35, east winds at 5 to 10. We had an overnight low of 16. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, a low of 25. Sunday, a slight chance of rain and sleet in the morning. Then an 80% chance of showers in the afternoon, little or no snow accumulations, and a high of 42 degrees. Sunday night, not as cool. 90% chance of rain in the evening and showers likely after midnight, low of 35. Boy, next week, Vicky, Monday, high of 48 degrees with a 20% chance of rain in the morning. Monday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 32. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low of 40. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high of 58. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain, low of 45. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain, high of 52. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, much colder. Thursday night, a 20% chance of rain and light snow in the evening, low of 22. And Friday, partly sunny, colder, and a high of 38 degrees. Nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar this morning. Arkansas, Missouri. Bull shows, 3 units on, 654.05. North Fork, 1 on, 547.93. Time now for plant trivia. If you're our winner, we'll put your name in for the drawing, and at the end of the month, we will draw for the winner, and that's a $10 certificate to Bookworms. We carry one name over from December since we only had one name, Andy. Andy, you're in the drawing for January, and Vicki, you're in the drawing for the question. So.
Okay. The question is, what do we seriously need to have happen to help the dormant trees and plants and things, especially that you've planted this year and the last 3 years, what do they need right now that hopefully will fall from the sky to preserve them this winter?
We'll start the first caller. Good morning. What's the answer?
I do believe it might be rain.
You are so correct. We are so far behind, and it's just terrible out there. When you dig anywhere, and I can't promote it enough, that if you do have newly planted trees and shrubs, go out and take a bucket of water to them every now and then. But you are right. Let us have your name.
Oh, right. I haven't seen it in so long. I'm not sure what it looks like. But I'll be waiting.
Okay, what's your name, please, ma'am?
My name is Kathy Yunt.
Well, Kathy, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You do, too. Bye.
Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. Vicki, I don't know if the people have said, ask me, and that like I would know. So you and Vicki have talked about ticks and the chiggers, and, you know, it's not cold enough. Surely this year we'll make a dent in it.
I think so, and that's interesting because I've had several other people bring that up. You know, it's very dry, and we're having this low temperatures, and it will impact the number of pests we had. Last year, we had a very mild winter, as I recall, especially compared to some of the lows that we've already had this year, and we had a little more moisture, too, so it was a fairly easy winter. Actually, we didn't have... I don't remember having any snow at all. We may have, but then I probably put it out of my mind. But even snow would be helpful at this point. Ice, not so much at all, ever. So if we can get some precipitation in the form of a gentle snow would be wonderful. Rain will be wonderful. And with the cold temperatures, I think that we hopefully will have at least a fewer ticks. That would be great. We need that, and they are impacted by totally cold weather, which brings to point something that I had brought to my attention and that people were talking about this year, too, the Nandinas. Nandinas are used to be called heavenly bamboo because if you look at the limbs and the trunks and all of that of them, they look kind of like a bamboo. They resemble bamboo in just the way they look. But there used to be and have been an all-time very much of a favorite plant of the South and our area also as far as landscaping and have been, you know, you've seen them in houses all over the place. And, of course, now we have a smaller, shorter variety. But people were asking me because they had heard, and I remember when this came out a long time ago, the toxicity of the Nandina berries, that they are deadly to birds. And this year, the berries are just really heavy. There's a ton of them, and they are, make great decorations for the holidays. I think I've always loved them for that purpose. But I thought that I would mention this because several people were concerned about it. The incident that generated the uproar happened in April of 2009, not that long ago, and it was in Georgia. And what happened was many cedar waxwings were found dead in a yard in Georgia. And I remember they took some of the bodies and they examined them, and the bodies were full of Nandina berries. Now, it was determined they died from cyanide poisoning. The domestic Nandinas that we have in our yards do have berries that contain cyanide, and they also contain other alkaloids, but they so do also. About 2,000 other plants contain the same thing. So you can't just say that it's the Nandinas. But certain weather conditions, such as we've had and have around here, huge swings in temperature, or if you have drought concentrations, which we have right now, can increase the concentration of the cyanide in some plant species, and it does so in Nandinas. Weather during the late winter, now put this in your brain, late winter and early spring in the study area, which happened in 2009, may have favored the increase in the cyanide poisoning in the Nandinas. What happened, the combination of the weather, but it was along with the feeding habits of the cedar waxwings, is believed to have caused the incident. If you've ever experienced in your yard a flock of cedar waxwings coming in, and they are just really colorful and beautiful, but they come in as a group. I mean, they swamp in, and there's a bazillion of them at one time. And they just come in and gorge themselves on whatever they can find, quite frankly. A flock of them can, in a matter of minutes, strip a tree of berries, anything that has berries, holly bushes or anything, in a matter of hours, and they feed voraciously at that point. So in 2010, there were hundreds of dead cedar waxwings that were found on a highway in Texas after eating overripe blueberries. Go figure. And according to allaboutbirds.com, which is, I've not gotten on that website, but you might want to try it. It'd be good, especially in the winter when you're on the internet quite a bit. It's called allaboutbirds.com. According to them, they say that because they eat so much fruit, cedar waxwings occasionally become intoxicated or even die when they run across overripe berries that have started to ferment and produce alcohol. The toxicity associated with Nandinas was not previously reported in cedar waxwings, so I don't think I think it's almost an isolated incident that happened. And there's a new species coming out, which I did not know, but from what I've read, there's a new species coming out of Nandina that are fruitless, which is interesting. I can't feature a Nandina without the bright red berries, but they're fruitless. And and they're not going to bloom, and they will not set berries. So cutting off the berries in midwinter could prevent a problem. But we don't have very many cedar waxwings coming in through. We've only had one or two flocks since we've been here, which is a long time. And the other thing to think about is that the new Nandinas that are fruitless will be kind of maybe a blessing, because, as you know, where those seeds drop, you'll have a pure 100% chance of having new Nandinas. And so they are becoming a concern as to their invasiveness. And I can attest that where they've landed in our yard, we've got new ones. So it's an interesting thing. I thought it was an interesting tidbit to find out about. But do not be concerned. As with anything, do not allow your pets or your children to ingest anything, plant material, from outside. Just assume that's not a good idea, and feed them some peanut butter inside, and teach your children and your pet, keep your pets away from anything that looks like it might be edible.
425-5522 888-884-0364. You know, you were talking about ticks.
Uh-huh.
A guy was telling me he saw an experiment. Sky took a tick, put it in some water, froze it.
Oh, dear.
Ice cube.
Yeah. Guess what?
Melted the ice cube.
And they walked off.
Tick shook his head, looked around, walked off. So I don't think this cold weather is going to affect the ticks very much.
I don't think anything. I think they're impervious to anything unless you have a large boot on and you can smush them. Good luck.
We are broadcasting this morning from Carter's Jewel Chest. We got $1,550 in the treasure chest. And Tim is standing by. And Tim, take it away.
Thank you, sir. And I'm telling you, this is the biggest sale of the year, probably for any store in town, at the Carter's Jewel Chest with 70% off, and Beth's in some cases even more.
That's right, up to 81% off on some items.
81% off, and this sale is going to end next week.
That's right. Next Saturday, the 13th, is the very end of this sale, so take advantage of these prices this week. We're here today until 5, Monday through next Saturday until 5:30. So great, great time to shop. First time in 32 years we've done a sale like this. This is celebrating our last few days in this showroom as we move into our temporary space and then into our brand new store right here on the same corner here in the Towne Center.
Exciting, isn't it? Getting the new store.
It is. We've got lots of exciting times ahead of us in 2018, and we want everyone to be a part of that.
Now, you, Chris, were just talking logistics here about this drawing for the $1,000 shopping spree, about giving them a good stir, pouring them between the two things. You've got a huge bucket of names here, and you're still taking more at the door.
That's right. $1,000 shopping spree. And think of taking advantage of that during this sale.
Oh, and $1,550 in the treasure chest. If it's your lucky day, you could win both of those.
That would be, say that's the trifecta.
Trifecta would be the watch.
Absolutely.
The reactor watch you've got going on. It's all happening here at the Towne Center, but if you want in on that drawing, you need to get here before 11:30 today for that shopping spree. And if you want the money out of the treasure chest, you need to get to Carter's Jewel Chest in the Towne Center by noon. Broadcasting till noon, I'm Tim Tibbs.
19 before the hour of 11. Temperature is at 23 degrees. And Penny, is it cold at Carl Wayne's this morning?
It is a little chilly, but guess what? That sun is a shining.
That's right. And you're shining, so it's a great day.
Of course, I'm always shining.
What's going on when cold weather like this?
You know, we still have lots of fun things to look around and check on. We've got some nice fruit trees. We've got some beautiful evergreens, you know, and as long as you can dig a hole, you can plant. It's still a little frozen. So I think next week we're supposed to go in the 40s pretty good. So we're going to be good with that. And, of course, we have our 5,000-square-foot showroom with just loaded with goodies, and stuff is starting to come in. You know, like the new year, we get a whole bunch of new stuff in, and, you know, Brenda likes to get to order in. She loves going through stuff, so there's no telling what's going to pop in that door.
And landscaping. Now's the time to plan your landscaping.
You know what? That is a really good idea. This is a good time to get a jump on things and see what you're needing. So if you need a free estimate, just give us a call at 425-6966. Or if you want to do it yourself, just come on by the nursery, and we're at 1151 East 9th Street, and that is 5 South. And we're on our winter hours right now, which is 9 to 4 Monday through Saturday. And I'll be glad to sit down with you or walk around the shop and see what we have for you.
Hey, I've got, would you have Robert come by and take a look? I've got something I want to do.
Okay.
I don't know if I can do it or not, but.
Okay.
He'll know.
I'll have Robert give you a call and have him come by and give you a quick look.
Mm-hmm. He'll say that's crazy. Or he'll say,
right, yeah.
Not a problem.
I probably won't say crazy, but he might say, well, Bob, we probably ought to do this.
Think about this.
You know.
I'll have him give me a call, okay?
I'll do so. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Penny.
All right. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Penny this morning, Carl Wayne's Nurseries. 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home. The phone number is 425-6966.
Harween's Nursery's landscape crew is hitting the town. Call for your free landscape estimate. That's 425-6966. Carl Wayne's landscape crew won't disappoint. With 36 years of experience, you can trust not only that the design and install will be great, but the service will be impressive. Call for your free landscape estimate, 425-6966, today. Carl Wayne's Nursery can fit any budget. Be sure to check out our before and after photos on Facebook and call for your free landscape estimate, 425-6966.
There is only one you. Think about it. There is no other person on the face of the earth that is exactly like you. That's a thought that should make you feel special. I am Renata Jenkins-Byler, and all of us at Roller Funeral Homes feel the same way. Our staff and services are unlike any others in the state. Our own homes, cemeteries, and crematories are what set us apart. You'll appreciate the special attention that our families have been receiving since 1881. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
The Powerball jackpot is now more than a half a billion dollars. That's with a big, fat, giant B, as in billion. This is insane, but it's true. More than a half a billion dollars for some lucky winner. Powerball now. And when you buy your Powerball ticket for the big jackpot, go ahead and ask for the $5 bundle. When you do, you'll get a Powerball with Power Play, a Mega Millions ticket, and a free natural state jackpot ticket. Three ways to win life-changing jackpots. Ask for the $5 bundle today.
Bundle eligible with Quick Picks only. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
15 before the hour 11. Give us a call, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The number's called this morning. Vicki, take it away.
You know, talking to Penny, it makes so much sense because now is a great time to look into landscaping and to adding to. And we were going to talk about that a little bit this morning because you can see everything and you can see where the holes really are. You can also, it's a great time to plant, as she said. If you can dig a hole, you can plant, and make sure if you do that, that you have access to water, because as we were saying, that's very much a needed element that we have been missing for some time. But it's a bare bones out there as far as looking around. And the other thing to think about, too, is going and checking, especially fruit trees. And fruit trees have become a more popular landscape item for providing beauty with just the blossoms and also fruit crop. And I've had so many questions over time. And I'll tell you, one of the things that you can do if you're looking for adding to your landscaping and to your area and to beautify it and also add the possibility of a crop, this is a great time. And there's some good, really super information. If you're a visual person, I'm kind of a visual person in that it helps me if I'm talking about pruning or needing pruning or anything else to be able to see a drawing that says exactly what you can talk about it. But for me, if I can see a picture or a graph or something, I can much more better understand it much more rapidly. And County Extension Office has really got a bunch of really great brochures. Number one, you can go onto their website, which is .edu. I think it is. I don't have it with me, but you can call down to Mark Keaton at the office here, and they'll give you the website because you can pull up all this great information, and you can print it out. Or you can also go by and visit with him. He's a fount of information, just really, and so accessible. He really enjoys what he does, and he can share his years of experience, especially gardening in this area too, and especially fruit trees and things like that. Plus the fact they have a brochure bracket of thing that you can go through and have all sorts of things about vegetable gardening and everything else. But talking about pruning, this is a great time to get out and check your fruit trees and your berry bushes and things, because it's a good time to prune them. Especially, for instance, if you have apples, and we have an ancient apple tree that the deer just really like. They've enjoyed it more than we have the fruit of that plant. I love the blossoms, though, and so it's well worth planting. Late winter, which is, of course, not until about February, but I wanted you to, I bet 9 out of 10 questions usually throughout the year have to do with pruning, when and where and how. So it's a real interesting topic. And pruning in apple trees in late winter, early spring, which would be end of February, 1st of March, you want to prune them moderately. You want to keep, the main thing is you want to keep the main branches well spaced spaced around the tree. It's real important. Blueberries are becoming a real important crop and a very popular crop, and they do well here, and you can plant them, you know, in the early spring, and there's a good variety of them, which reminds me, the information at the Extension office will also have the varieties that do the best in our area. There are ones that are a little bit more productive in this area. We're taking the call, though.
There are phone lines. You're on line 5. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Good morning, Vicki.
Hi.
Since you're talking about pruning, how about for fig trees?
Fig trees?
I planted one last year, and it's just kind of gnarly looking. And
I think they are kind of gnarly looking anyway, but I do love them, and they do produce well here. But you don't want to prune them in the wintertime. You want to wait.
Okay.
Early spring will be a good time to do that. I do it moderately. And, of course, now anytime you have a broken branch or any kind of disease, you can prune that out.
Okay.
So if they're broken or anything like that, go ahead. And also, it's a good time, early spring is a good time, if you've got one of those branches that's kind of hanging down off of your fig tree, you can kind of rough up the soil and lay it, if you can hold it onto, keep it onto the tree, don't prune it off, but you lay it down and it will root.
And
and then you can take it off the main tree and dig it gently up and plant it somewhere else, and you can add to your number of trees.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your show and appreciate both you and Bob. Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
10 before 11, 23 degrees. High today, 35. That's a heat wave, isn't it? Yesterday's high was 46.
It is.
So. Is that right? Did you get up 46 yesterday? I guess it did.
It didn't feel like it.
Mm.
Huh.
Well, the high today, 35. Tonight, a low of 25. And Sunday, a high of 42. 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The phone numbers. Email address is Vicki at KTLO.com.
Talking about pruning is a real important topic, I think. You're never going to kill a tree if you do. The only thing that, if you prune them in the winter hard, you have the tendency to possibly harm them for later on. They will not do as well, and that's the main thing. And if you prune them too late before they become dormant, then it could injure the tree with the cold, cold weather. So that's the main thing. But usually you won't kill a tree.
Line 5. The Vicki, go ahead, please.
Hi, Vicki. Hi. I came in late on your conversation about pruning, but I do have a question. I've got several blackberries that I set out last year that have just exploded, and I was wondering if we prune those back, could what we prune back be some root grow used on them and those set out and start someone else some blackberries?
I would think so. Now, when you're pruning your blackberries, you want to make sure you cut them back. Cut back new shoots to about 3.5 feet in the summertime. You don't want to do any pruning now.
Okay.
Let them go, and then this summer, you know, cut back the new shoots to about 3.5 feet. They grow really rampant. I think what I would do if I were you is kind of what we talked about with the fig tree, and I don't know if this will work, but it would seem to me that it would, that you could lay down one of those long branches and cover it with some soil, making sure that it's moist, kept a little bit moist, even wrapping a little bit of peat moss at that juncture, and rough up the soil underneath it, and I think it'd probably root that way.
Well, that's one of the things that we've noticed. I started with 4 plants set out next to our rabbit barn, and they have just exploded to now there's a row that's like 24 feet long and about 4 feet wide.
Awesome.
And that happened last year, and I'm attributing it to the rabbit manure.
Oh, you bet.
Because we've had some that actually grew into the barn.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
There's one that's... the vine itself is probably 30 feet long once we got it pulled out and laid out straight.
Wow. Yeah, they...
But it was the,
they do.
It was the same thing with, they touched the ground, they got some dirt on them,
sure.
And they started a new vine there.
Yeah, you can, yeah, and that's great. And then within the season, you can cut that up and it'll be its own individual plant. Yeah.
Okay, so you said in summer, like August, July?
To prune them? Anytime,
yes,
just in the middle of summer, you know, summer's considered about the end of June into July. I wouldn't do it much later than that because then you want them to get settled before, you know, because if we hit a hot, hot August, they'll suffer. So I would,
right.
June would be the perfect month, I would think. And I would think you could even, you know, lay them out in May and start with some of your rabbit manure and have at it.
Okay.
I think that'd be great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
425-5522-888-884-0364. Got about 6 minutes left on this Saturday morning, Gardening in the Ozarks. We'll be with you again next Saturday. And then the week after that, we'll do Bids for Bargains for a couple of weeks. And then back for the long haul.
The long haul. And hopefully the good weather will settle in and we'll all be going in just wonderful gardening circles. It'll be great. I look forward to it this year, as I do every year. Who doesn't? We're talking about pruning a little bit. I just thought I'd mention about crab apples, which are a beautiful addition to your garden. They're ornamental. They do produce little crab apples, and I know the birds love those. And they have different colors. I just think they're beautiful. But what you want to do is you want to prune them in the summertime too, and you want to within that area in that time, you want to remove any weak internal shoots and crowded branches. And that's pretty much a something to just think about whenever you're pruning. You want to prune them gently. You want to keep them open so that the canopy is nice and full. You don't want to ever have branches that are crossing because they will shoot off from a bigger branch, and then it'll be weak and it could cause damage. So it's a good thing. Nut trees, if you have any kind of nut trees, we've got some pecans who have never produced a pecan in their life, but they're get rid of them. They've been there a long time, and I'm not holding out any hope in the near future. But they seldom need pruning, and they're very susceptible to disease and insect problems, which probably is what we have. I haven't seen any, but goodness gracious. But you want to prune your nut trees in late winter, early spring. Late winter is usually considered any time from the end of January and February. Early spring is end of February to early March. So you can prune to remove, and this is true of anything, and I do harp on it, but I just want you to remember that you can prune to remove any diseased or damaged branches about anything. Take those off, take them off to a clean cut, and they'll do a lot better. We were talking also about things that you can do, and I'm loving all the information that's coming in about new flowers and things like that, but there are some perennial flowers that last, and I thought I'd mention them if you've got a spot where you want to put some color in that it will do really well. And these are plants, some of them are the old-fashioned grand ones, the ones I love, but I thought I'd just mention them because if you are looking to change that, you will see them in older neighborhoods, and they've been planted and been there for years, and that's why I'm loving them and want you to think about adding them to your yard. Black-eyed Susans are one. Rudbeckia, Rudbeckia. They bloom later in the spring or summer, but once they bloom for a long, long period of time in the hot, hot heat of summer. It's a classic plant, has the gold flowers and the dark brown center. But there are a bunch of new varieties that have beautiful burgundy and orange-toned varieties, and they're just lovely. They are very hardy. I love to have them as a cut flower, and it's just a great, great addition to your garden. Very much resistant to any kind of problems except mildew, but you don't want to water the top of them. Hardy daffodils are my very favorite. They return every year, they multiply, and you may go down the road and you'll see a whole bunch of beautiful daffodils blooming. They'll be in an old vacant yard, probably been there 50 years, and they bloom every year without any trouble. So think about those and some new additions to your garden for next year. And we're there, 2018. So take care. It's been great visiting with you. I've enjoyed chatting about plants again. Take care. We'll be talking with you next weekend.